On Friday night, the Central College Hall of Honor officially welcomed three new members, Alicia Wisner-Fisher, Donda Ward, and George Wares. The three were recognized at halftime of Central College's homecoming football game against Dubuque on Saturday, and two of them joined me for the broadcast, Don and George. This is our halftime interview.
What was that like down on the field, Don, that you spent so much of your life coaching to take a look up at the crowd and be recognized by so many people wearing red and white?
Well, you know, this whole weekend and receiving the honor and is obviously very special. Central College football certainly has been a big part of my life for most of it when I really stopped to think about it. So to be recognized by this community for some contributions that I made to Central and to the great Central family I have is just very humbling. And it's exciting. I don't know. There's sometimes words don't really describe what it's like, but it feels real good. Look up and see a sea of red, recognizing some of the things that you did. It's very, very special.
And Coach Wares, you make your living just up the hill from Ron and Joyce Skipper Stadium at the softball complex. Your thoughts on a big crowd here, just showing appreciation for how much you've done in nearly four decades at Central.
Well, I think it's a tribute to Central in general. You know, we talked yesterday, Don and I, we both brought up Ron Skipper and Ken Weller, and you know what was phenomenal about them is obviously Coach Skipper, I said it last night, arguably the best, one of the best for sure, if not the best Division III, or forget Division III football coach in the country, and what Ken Weller did, you know, and what they really, really did during their era of working here was they made sure, including Coach Skipper as the AD who coached football, that every sport had an opportunity, you know, and I was so thankful of that, and I think that's carried on, and I think the Central fans just want success in whatever way they can get it. You know, they want wrestling to do well, they want football to do well, they want softball, they want volleyball, and so to go out, you know, I've seen so many other people, and I love it. We talk about it all the time when somebody's out there, right? We're up here, you know, last year one of our players, Andy Van Wetzinga, and some of the others, and to be down there is you don't really realize until you do it, you know, and it's hard to even describe, and I'm saying this in all sincerity, congratulations to Alicia, but, you know, to go in with Don, that makes it even more special, because I've seen him kind of, quote, bleed the red and white, and I've seen him come up in 2019 when we won the conference championship and we had to sweep Luther, you know, and I'll get choked up here, and he said, hey, this is important, you won the league, and so, you know, just to be connected to other sports, even those that you didn't necessarily coach.
Don, what was the message you tried to get across to your family, former players, you know, supporters of Central during your speech on Friday night at the banquet?
Well, I'm really glad you asked that because, you know, as I said, I could have went 100 directions, you know, if I'm going to start talking about Central College and what it's meant to me and that, but I kind of focused on three individuals that really made a big difference in my life and shaped me into what I, you know, who I am and how I view things and what I do, and because it related so much to how I coach football and why I coach football as long as I did. And you know, the three people were my father, who, you know, had obviously a big influence on me when I was growing up and how I see life and those kind of things. But the other two people were Central College guys. You know, Ken Weller, I said last night, we used to back in the 80s when we were in the playoffs a lot, we used to host, Dr. Weller would host the opposing coaching staff and we'd have a dinner. And he would talk for 20 minutes, and I would sit there just in awe of the intelligent message that he had. Then, of course, Ron Skipper. First thing is, everything I know about defensive football, he taught me. But he also taught me how to bring the best out of kids, how to coach kids, and try to make their experience playing football at Central something they never forget. And there's a whole lot of evidence of that. You talk to guys that played 30, 40, 20, 10 years ago, and the impact that the program had on them is pretty profound.
Coach Ware, same question to you. What was the message you tried to get across last night at your speech?
Well, it's just an appreciation. You know, obviously, Alicia, my wife, but also our associate head coach, when she introduced me, that was humbling in itself. And I think she really tried to get people to understand that. And Don will understand, like, we're human, right? And we make mistakes. We do some good things. Sometimes we wish we wouldn't have done some things. And for her to be able to get up and say those words and then connect that right away to family that was there. You know, Kristen and Suzanne, my daughters and their families, especially the granddaughters, to see five, you know, women, girls now loving sports. And, you know, whether it's as a fan or whether it's as somebody that's participating. And then I wanted to really acknowledge that, you know, I said this because I'm a big University of Connecticut women's basketball fan, but I hate it when Gino, who's a phenomenal coach, you know, whenever you hear him talk, he talks about my guys, my team, my this, my that. And I try really hard not to say that because this isn't a one-person thing. This isn't my program. This is the program of a lot of different people that have been a part of it. And, you know, Gary Boink, who started this whole thing with women's basketball and also with softball. You know, people like you that have been around for a long time now doing the PA or the broadcasting here and the broadcasting for softball. Larry Hopple, you know, but most importantly, past assistants, current staff, you know, John Edwards has given so much to this institution, and Keith Jones as a professor now, a volunteer coach. But, man, the players, you know. I mean, there's so many special moments. You don't want to have one say is bigger than the other. But I didn't know that our players were going to be there. When I looked up and saw, you know, our current players there, and for them to be able to hear not just myself, but what was said by other people and how deep that is rooted to some people. I think their understanding and appreciation of what, when we talk about what Central softball is, just took a significant notch in the right direction because it makes it easier for them to get it when they see that. And again, I'll say again, the Weller-Skipper connection, you know, they hired me. They took a chance on a 30-year-old. And, you know, when we won that national championship the first time, I mean, they ran and gave bear hugs and the tears were going down their face because they were so happy for another sport program that won a national championship at Central.
Congratulations to the three newest members of the Central College Hall of Honor, Alicia Wisner-Fisher, Don DeWard, and George Wares. For KNIA KRLS Sports and today's Lely Radio Sports page, I'm Trevor Castle.